It's Chips of the Week.
Hello and welcome back. It's Tunes of the Week. You know what it is. It's the only show on YouTube, now Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can hear five of the best upcoming artists every single Friday. Play the hit.
Tunes of the Week. Gonna make you move your feet and don't you know it. Tunes of the Week. It's Tunes of the Week.
Now I know that's actually the second time you've heard that in this episode already, but I love it so much. Big shout out again to Ryan Byron, who's done a whole new jingle for our regular podcast and a nice little instrumental song in the background. So yeah, big shout out to him. Really talented guy. Go drop him a follow. Links in the description below. And coming up first, we've got a band who are growing more fast, who are growing rapidly. They're growing faster than my hair. It's Garden Party. Now this is a band that I hope to have on the podcast anytime soon. They're Manchester based. They've had a number one already. Let's take this one all the way to the top. It better than you. Garden Party. Enjoy. I mean, Garden Party, come on. They have got all the talent and all the potential in the world. They were included in This Feeling's little album that they released. It's got the likes of Andrew Cush and Jamie Polk on. Jamie Polk's going to be featuring later on in the show, so stick around for that. And next up, we've got Honey Pot with Shut Your Mouth, a massive fuck you to the romantics out there. And they're sort of, you know, it's the week after Valentine's, and they're releasing that today again. And yeah, it's just a massive, you know, get lost to all the people who had love on Valentine's Day. Enjoy! And now we're going to contrast that with Lucerba Jones. This is Be Here When It Hurts. This is something we all want. We always want someone to be there when we're hurting most. And that's what this song portrays. It's a real romantic number, and I hope you enjoy it. To come on, you're in my sights. time today, 25 years since Oasis released Don't Look Back in Anger. I just said. We're called Talk Tonight. We're literally influenced by an Oasis song, but I'd make a claim that Don't Look Back in Anger is the most influential Oasis song of all time. You may argue it's Wonderwall, you may argue it's Live Forever. For me, it's Don't Look Back in Anger. I've seen that song live twice. I saw Noel Gallagher play it in Scarborough, and I saw Liam Frey play it, believe it or not, at Old Trafford. And both times I was filled with emotion because it's such a beautiful song. And it should be the national anthem, let's be honest. It's one of those that everyone knows. My girlfriend's parents don't, not vivid music listeners, but they know all the words to Don't Look Back in Anger. It is that influential, the impact that had on British and in just society in the whole world is astronomical. And yeah, 25 years, I find it hard to believe I wasn't even born when that came out. It's had such an impact on me, and I'm sure a lot of you listening feel the same way. So next up, we've got Doubts, Sasha Sky with Doubts, should I say. Now this is another lovely song. We do want to hear more from you female artists. We want to give you a voice. There's a new record label which has just opened up, which is really trying to change the whole dynamic, and 70% of their roster is going to be minority groups, like women, BAME, I think that's the one. And yeah, so they're doing some good. I think I've forgotten their name, but I'm going to put the link in the description below because we're going to be working with them closely. But yeah, Sasha Sky with Doubts. Enjoy.
How did I get here on my bedroom floor? I have no religion, but I know what to pray for. Just give me a chance to make it out. Oh, take it all away, 'cause I too have my doubts. Oh, my doubts. Can I trust myself this time? I have doubts. I won't cross that line. I have doubts. Can I trust myself this time? I have doubts. Scared I'll cross that line. I have doubts. That's why I'm melting on my bedroom floor. I have no religion, but I know what to pray for. Just give me a chance to make it out, 'cause if the pain don't go away, I'll be scared of my doubts. Oh, my doubts. Can I trust myself this time? I have doubts. I won't cross that line. I have doubts. Can I trust myself this time? I have doubts. Scared I'll cross that line. I have doubts. I should trust myself this time, but I have doubts. Scared I'll cross that line. I have doubts. Need to trust myself this time, but I have doubts. Think I might cross the line. I have doubts.
And finally, the featured track of the week. It's Jamie Pollock this is a lad who, well, first of all, he released this song last week and didn't get clearance to play it due to some issues with Spotify and him uploading it. So we're playing it this week. This is a lad who's quickly becoming one of my favourite upcoming artists. Spoke to him on the podcast, he's really down to earth lad, really enjoyed the chat we had. And in a way, From the Life is his new sound, his new song, his new track, his new single, whatever. And it's a whole new dynamic for the lad compared to his first single, now to this. Because we spoke about his influences, the likes of the Beatles and stuff, and you can hear that. You really can. So this is In A Way, From the Life, Jamie Pollock, playing us out on Tunes of the Week. I hope you enjoy it. And thanks for watching.